SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Atem im SBS Beivrit.
Our next guest is Dror Doron from Sydney. Dror is a senior advisor for the Middle East at UANI, which is an American and bipartisan think tank focusing on Iran and the Middle East. Shalom, Dror, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Could you tell our listeners what exactly is UANI and your involvement there?
UANI is an American think tank aimed at producing policy recommendation and research papers regarding Iran's activity in the Middle East and trying to influence American policy in order to block these Iranian activities. And I think the events in the last 6 months in the Middle East are a clear example of the need to confront the harsh reality of the Middle East. And we'll talk about it in a minute and we'll give it a bit more color.
Okay, today we are focusing on the situation in the northern part of Israel in relation to the current conflict in Israel with Gaza. And I'll start with asking you, what was the interest of Hezbollah when they joined their fighting against Israel? And what is their goal?
Okay, so first of all, we need to remember that Hezbollah didn't initiate the war with Israel. It was Hamas that did it on October 7th. And Hezbollah joined in a day later, only on October 8th. And there is a lot of talk about the lack of coordination between Hamas and Hezbollah in that aspect. But nevertheless, once Hamas initiated the war in southern Israel, it took Hezbollah 24 hours to join in. And this is part of Hezbollah's identity as a resistance organization. Hezbollah is part of the Iranian axis of resistance, which include Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, and Iraqi militias. And so when one element of this axis is engaging in war, the other elements join in. And taking back to the point regarding Iran, all of these proxies are trained, equipped by the Iranian regime, and it's part of this axis of organizations, each and every one of them works separately, but for joint vision.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Hezbollah's reason to join in, part of his identity. He cannot allow Hamas to fight Israel alone, and he has been doing that for the last 6 months, carrying daily attacks on Israel's northern territory.
According to the media reports, it has been told that Israel has caused to more than 270 casualties to Hezbollah, and a lot of damage to their infrastructure. And despite all of that, Hezbollah still continues with their daily attacks along the northern border of Israel. In your opinion, isn't Israel doing enough, or does it need to increase their military activities?
I think you started with a very correct understanding. What's happening in the Middle East right now is a low-intensity war between Israel and the network of proxies, of Iranian proxies. When it comes to Hezbollah, yes, Israel already caused severe damages to Hezbollah, especially in southern Lebanon. But we have to remember, Hezbollah is an organization which holds tens of thousands of terrorist fighters, massive military infrastructures, and the price that Hezbollah paid so far is relatively very small to when you compare it to the overall capabilities it has in Lebanon. And so right now we're kind of in a low-intensity war along the Israeli-Lebanese border, causing great damages, but not enough to cause any one of the sides to halt the fire. So we're kind of in a spiral of escalation, each side trying to deter the other side, to make the other side stop the fighting before it does. And so far, it doesn't seem to be working. So we're in the process of checking the borders and the red lines of each side.
Israeli experts say that Israel will not accept a ceasefire and to what it was before the 6th of October. What does exactly Israel mean by saying that?
The reality in the Lebanese front is very interesting. If you remember, in 2006, Israel and Hezbollah had a very intense war between them, which ended with the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701, which determined that Hezbollah should be pushed away from southern Lebanon, away from the Israeli border. And that was the reality that was supposed to be present, you know, on the Lebanese side. Unfortunately, during the last 18 years, Hezbollah very systematically eroded 1701, this resolution, and was able to re-establish himself on the Israeli border as a military force, which we now witness the capabilities it has built. And this is unacceptable from the Israeli point of view. So when talking about an immediate ceasefire in Lebanon, that's not enough. Israel wants the full implementation of 1701, meaning pushing Hezbollah away of its border. The original decision was talking about 20 kilometers southern from the Litani River. And I think Israel is, at the moment, is eager to achieve that kind of result, that Hezbollah will be pushed away from its border kilometers away, not just stopping the fire, but an actual change of the security reality.
Which now brings me to the Iranian involvement. How involved is Iran with Hezbollah, and can pressure on Iran really stop Hezbollah's actions?
Okay, so that goes back to the starting point when you talked about the network of proxies that Iran is operating, and Hezbollah is the most efficient Iranian proxy. We should remember that Hezbollah was created by Iran. It was established by Iran in the early 80s. Iran funds, trains, and equipped Hezbollah. And there is no doubt that an Iranian directive to Hezbollah stop the fire will be answered. And we should add to that the religious connection between Iran and Hezbollah, between Hezbollah and Iran. And the supreme leader in Iran is seen as the top religious authority by Hezbollah. And so it's not only an operational military connection, it's a religious one, and there is no doubt that without Iranian consent, Hezbollah wouldn't have opened the front on October 8th and wouldn't fight for the last 6 months the way it does.
In recent months, we see more and more attacks in Syria and Lebanon, assuming it's by Israel. Just a couple of days ago, we saw a very rare airstrike where a senior Iranian commander was killed together with a few other officials. Iran is obviously blaming Israel. Should Israel take those threats seriously?
I think this is an Israeli attempt. Again, Israel didn't claim responsibility, but it's widely attributed in Israel that it is an Israeli attack and not the first one. I think it should be taken in the context of an Israeli-Iranian covert war that has been going for months by now. Israel is aware of Iranian influence on Hezbollah and the rest of the proxies organization involved in its war. And Israel is trying to send messages to Iran, stop your proxies and finish the war. Doing that through targeting those RGC personnel, which are the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is the Iranian tool that supports those terror organizations that promote this proxy war. And by targeting those officers, Israel is trying to send Iran the message that enough is enough. If you won't stop your proxies, we'll go after you directly. And this is, I think, what we have been seeing for the last few months, and especially with the last targeted killing of Zahedi in Syria. The question is whether Iran will be willing to listen to those messages and understand that it's pushing the limit, and that's yet to be seen. Right now, it seems that the recent attack is just another escalatory step. Right now, Israel is in a very high alert for an Iranian response, military response.
Yeah, but should Israel take those threats seriously?
Yes, I think... I think the voices coming from Tehran after the assassination of Zahedi are very serious. He was the top Iranian military leader in Syria and Lebanon, and Iran is going to retaliate over that. Nevertheless, Iran is going to retaliate in a way that won't risk its major interest, which is to prevent or to avoid a direct military conflict with Israel. So we should expect something in the nature of an Iranian attack by proxies or an Iranian covert attack on Israeli embassies or Israeli assets in the Middle East. It will be interesting to see what they are going to decide, because right now I'm quite sure people in Tehran, the regime, sitting there trying to come up with the right response that would be strong enough, but not too strong. And time will tell. We are in a very sensitive period of time. Time will tell how this cycle of violence is going to end up. Right now, it seems that we are in front of another escalation and not in coming into a diplomatic agreement of cessation of hostilities.
Dror Doron, an Israeli living in Sydney. Dror is a senior advisor for the Middle East at Yuani, which is an American and bipartisan think tank focusing on Iran and the Middle East. Dror, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, and let's hope for the best. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.